Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They offer some energy saving tips during these hot summer months. Be sure to minimize use of your stove and ovens. That's going to raise your kitchen temperatures, so maybe opt for grilling outside using the slow cooker or microwave. More tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. We are talking with our friends from the Child Advocacy Center this morning, and Carista Colwell is here with us. And you brought back Jessica Wachek. She hasn't been here in quite some time, so it's good to see you both here this morning.
Thank you. It's good to see you too.
Nice to see you.
All right. Well, a lot to talk about. Jessica, how long has it been since you've been here?
It's only been a couple of months. I feel like
Maybe I didn't see you that time.
I think
time.
When I first started.
Yeah,
when I was watching.
That was
back,
October.
So October.
Okay.
So October and November, just before the turkey tee off. That's when we came in.
That's been a while enough.
I know it's been a while.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I'm back though.
Go through all the holidays. How was St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patty's Day. Well, Christmas was on the mind because we're gonna talk about Santa today, unbelievably, here in the end of June. But you were kind of telling us, Jessica, that it's been pretty busy out there, hasn't it?
It has been, unfortunately. Our center has been booked up pretty much solid with cases lately, you know, and I'm just glad with the ladies that we work with. We have the best possible team ever, and the ladies that actually sit down and listen to these children has probably had the worst moments of their lives happen, you know, and they could sit there and just listen to them, and they could just let everything out. It's amazing to work with these ladies. You know, I couldn't do what they do.
And it goes, I mean, it happens every day.
Every day. We are seeing lately it's been ranging between 4 to 5 children a day that we're having to interview. However, it's just, it's kind of strange for me. I've been with the CAC for 13 years, and usually in July or in the summer, it goes down a little bit because our reporters are our teachers. Most of our reports come from schools. And because children go to school and tell their teachers everything, they confide in their teachers. And that hasn't been the case this summer. You know, we've been pretty much steady as it was during the school year. So
that's pretty interesting. That I don't remember that happening before, at least in the conversations that we've had. We've always talked about summer being a little down.
It's always been a little down. And that's mainly why, because of them not being in school. And the only thing I could attribute to is words getting out, you know, darkness to light, our constant focus on prevention. Our Presley Hosford and Julie Williams over there in Cannon, you know, they're out there and they're basically teaching this to everybody that will listen, you know, how to report, how to notice, what's okay, what are the boundaries. And I think it's working. We're seeing it work, you know, and just like anything else, it's going to go up before it goes down, you know. So maybe this is a peak. I'm not sure. You know, I would love to put us out of business, but I don't want any child to be a victim. You know, I would love to put us out of business, but we are seeing a big peak right now.
I find that interesting. One thing, maybe, I don't know, I was just, as you were talking about that, thinking about, you know, there is summer school in June, so maybe there are a few more kids in school, but I mean,
right.
It's not
And also a lot of camps, too,
well,
probably,
that's true.
You know, with a lot of people are going to PBS and, you know, all these camps that are going on, and so maybe that is a trip. We do education and prevention education, and we train all those camp counselors. We are in a lot of churches doing the darkness to light, teaching them how to view signs and how to report. So that could be a big attribute.
For it to be as high as it is normally, it has to be a bit concerning. It's like what's happening is but I guess there's no real answer right now.
There really is. I personally can't tell you the answer, you know?
Right.
I just see what happens, and I see what does happen, you know? I think the statistic is 1 in 10, right, will be sexually abused before their 18th birthday, you know? And that may be higher now. I'm not sure. I don't know if the new national statistics came out yet. But it's just, I don't know why anybody would do it, but as long as we know that we could report it and what to view and to take note of and just say something.
Well, one thing is for sure, no matter how many you interview per day, it's still underreported, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean,
it probably is. There's still a lot of them that probably did not. Yes. So.
Well, that's what it takes to get the word out. And I was wondering, and I'll get both of your opinions on this. Krista, I'm not sure, were you at the former facility? Were you there around the move? You've always been where it is now.
Yeah, no, I've always been at our new location on Highland Terrace.
Yeah. I wonder, Jessica, how the change in facility has been. I mean, do you have more interview space? Were you able to do anything different with your space?
We have a lot less space. Okay. Well, I guess COVID taught us a lot, you know, on how to work remotely or work a little bit separately. You know, we had to change a lot of the way that we have families come to the facility and interview. So I guess that kind of trained us for a smaller space a little bit.
Okay,
so
yeah.
We've been able to roll with it, you know. But I think what we notice now is that not all of us could be there at the same time. You know, so we really have to do a scheduling. And now with there's more children coming in, so it's just like back-to-back schedules. It makes things more difficult for Carissa, who's trying to cultivate a lot of these relationships with our sponsors and people who like to invest their time with us. And there's a lot less capabilities for Presley to hold trainings at our facility because it's so small.
Yeah.
You know, so we're always looking for those community partners to allow us to have space to, you know. And I know City Schools has been a great, you know, and Murfreesboro Police Department, you know, it's like they always donate space to us and try for us to do these trainings. So,
well, and they're your neighbors too now.
Yeah, they are. So we do miss that. We do miss the space also for donations because we have a great community and they're always wanting to give us donations and we love them, but we have no place to store them now. Mm-hmm. You know, and before we used to have huge bay doors where we used to be able to, you know,
drop it off
and we towed it and we could use it, you know, especially for Christmas. We used to save things for Christmas and, you know, have everybody have it, but we can't do that anymore. So it limits us in some spaces, you know, but we're rolling with it.
Well,
you know,
at least we learned during COVID how to do more with less, or
yes,
less with more, or yeah, more with less.
More with less.
So, well, we have our friends from the Child Advocacy Center here, Krista Colwell and Jessica Wojcik here as well. And I talked about Christmas a second ago, but Summer Santa. Tell us a little bit about that.
Summer Santa. It is time for our summer giving campaign. So for folks who are on our mailing list, on our newsletter, they're all going to be receiving a card by a local MTSU artist. And each year it's Santa on vacation. You know, I've always wondered what's Santa up to in the summertime, and now you don't have to wonder. It's
sure.
On this beautiful card. The name of the artist is
Reagan Moore.
Reagan Moore. Reagan so Moore. Shout out to Reagan. Thank you so much for this beautiful artwork. Again, it's just an extra way for folks to hear from us, know what we're up to, and be able to invest in the safety and security of our children. We have several events throughout the year, but the summertime, like Jessica was saying earlier, definitely a lot less focused because kids are out of school, but that doesn't mean that we're any less busy or that there's any less need for child abuse prevention or child abuse awareness. So,
turns out you're as busy.
Yeah,
so
right?
This year, you know, so far.
It's a great way for folks to invest. I read somewhere the other day that Rutherford County has been the fastest growing county in the state for almost 8 years now. So that population growth is benefiting us in a lot of ways, but we're also seeing, you know, a lot more children in Rutherford County and sadly a lot more cases of abuse for that reason.
Yeah.
No one that lives here is a stranger to how much we're growing and how fast we're growing. And with that, our needs for services are growing as well. So giving donations and a monthly occurrence, even if just like $10 a month, if several people were to do that, we would be able to provide so many different types of trainings, resources, different things to folks. So there's no amount of money that you can give to the CAC that's, oh, that's not going to make a difference. That's not going to make an impact, because each one of those dollars goes directly to the children and clients that we serve.
Summertime is really difficult from the end of school to the start of school to capture the attention of folks, I've noticed, just because, you know, having an event in the summertime would be really hard.
Yeah.
Schedules and people vacationing and that kind of thing. So I guess this allows you to be in front of those who've been supporters in the past during the summertime with just a mail out.
Definitely, yeah. And it's nice to have, there are folks who keep all the cards, and I've seen some from the past year. So it's just a nice, you know, way to say, hey, from us, keep in touch with folks. Because again, we do have the greatest supporters and a lot of folks who are really excited about what we do. And we're very grateful to have a lot of folks who give recurring donations as well. So it's always nice to have their support throughout the year.
It is kind of fun. I think this card is on its 11th year.
Is it really?
I think so. We started it about 11 years ago, Christmas in July. And it's just basically, we try to find artists. So if you're an artist out there and you want to tell us what Santa Claus is going to be doing during the summer, please reach out to us. We like to highlight an artist. We have worked with MTSU art department for the past, I think, 4 to 5 years. And their students, their art is what is displayed on the card. And we do give them a shout out in the middle, you know, if they have their own website or if they have their own business that they're trying to promote. But he has been fishing, he has been camping, he has been scuba diving, he has been on a roller coaster. It's fun. I have all of them saved on my computer. So if anybody if everybody wants to see them, maybe I should put them on the website. Yeah. What he's been doing every year.
So what's he doing this year?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
You can't tell. You got to get it. You got to get the card in the mail.
Sign up for that newsletter.
Sign up for that newsletter. You're gonna see. I will tell you, he has tan lines.
Oh,
that's my favorite part of it.
So how do you sign up for the newsletter, Krista?
You could head right to our website, and there's a little form that says subscribe to our newsletter, and then you can put in your name, your email, your physical address, or if you just want to get the emails, you can just leave your physical address blank as well.
Okay.
So email, mail, we have lots of ways of getting in contact.
So if you don't have your address, you'll get the email.
Yeah. Sure. So how often do you send out a new newsletter?
Usually we aim for about every month or so. We have a lot of updates, and we like to highlight some of our community partners. We're currently a little boring, but we're switching software. and so we have to migrate a lot of data and use a new system. So there might be a little bit delay, but we're hoping to get some stuff out every month or so.
Okay. So learning a brand new system, are you?
Super fun. Yeah. We have lots of training calls, but it'll be great. We're going to be able to do a lot of cool stuff and reach a lot more folks and talk about the CAC, which is the end goal.
Sure. So. Absolutely. So sign up for the newsletter. CACRutherford.org is the website, pardon me, where you can find all the information there about the Child Advocacy Center. There's all kinds of tabs on there, Jessica, including a volunteer tab, I noticed.
Yes, you can volunteer. So unfortunately, we can't have everyday volunteers there because we do work a lot with crime victims and active cases. So we can't have anybody in our building. If not, we would lose actually a lot of grant funding with confidentiality laws. But we do need help when it comes to these mail outs and our events and putting together Well, it comes down to Krista a lot, you know. So Krista could use a lot of help when it comes to planning our events, like our Light Up the Night party that's coming up in September, you know. So if you would like to volunteer and get involved, there's fun ways to get involved. And you could go onto that tab and you could leave your information, or you could just email us or give us a call.
Yeah. Information is right there on the website. So is Light Up the Night the next big event?
Yes, that'll be in September. So like you said, we're not planning anything for the summer, yeah. But once the summer's over, hopefully it starts cooling down, we're going to have a great big party at Oakland's Mansion called Light Up the Night.
By the way, it's 74 days, 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 5 seconds away.
You saw my countdown.
Who's counting?
Looks like Krista is counting.
I am. I did the whole website. You can see all the old pictures, some sponsors from this year. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, you can look at the guide there and see all the different benefits that come with that and contact information as well.
Yeah, lots of old pictures from last year and... You do a photo booth, all kinds of fun things, it looks like.
Well, we're going to add on to this year.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say?
I think we can say. We put the deposit down.
Okay.
This year, we're going to be doing a casino theme. So we're going to some games. We're going to have a live band. It's going to be lots of fun. We're going to have a blackjack table. What other tables
Roulette?
Will we get? Yeah, I've never been to a casino before. So
I will not confirm nor deny that I have been to one. But, but there's going to be a roulette table. There's going to be blackjack. There's going to be the big wheel. And I think there's one more I'm not sure what it was, but we got some tables.
Cool.
It's
going to be lots of fun.
Yes.
So a little bit of a different theme then there. Huh?
Yes, it's going to be a lot more funner.
Well, how about that? So that's a ticketed event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
And so, tickets, the registration link is live, so if you want to go ahead and save the date, feel free to sign up online right now.
Oh, I see it right there. Just click the button and it takes you to the
sign up. Clicks away.
Just click the button.
That's easy enough. So, and again, that's at Oakland's Mansion on September the 6th. As we wrap up in our last 30, 45 seconds, just an opportunity for those who are listening that may suspect, may know something is going on. What's the process? What should they do?
Yeah, so if I don't know the reporting number off the top of my head, but if you go to cacrutherford.org, you'll see a great big banner on the top of the website with the reporting number. The CAC is not a reporting agency, but you want to give that number a call, and you can file claims of abuse through that number, but also online as well. And if you're worried about giving your name, you can report anonymously as well. And if you have trouble with that, there's lots of different articles and things online, but you can also give us a call if there's any questions or anything that you might be curious about.
Okay.
I do have that reporting number.
There you go.
And that's 877-237-0004. That's a 24/7 hotline. 877-237-0004. Even if you have a suspicion, just go ahead and make the report. I think the biggest fear is not getting involved. You don't want problems. You want to avoid the drama. But we have professionals out there that could go ahead and just investigate. And
sure.
Sometimes it's nothing and it just gets screened out and nothing's happened. Or something may be happening and you just save the child's life.
Our friends from the Child Advocacy Center joining today.